Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Only on BBS Talk Radio.
You got it. It's Dr. Michelle in the house. Actually, we're on the couch. And welcome to my couch. I'm so glad to have you here today. It's Friday, as usual. Sunny Southern California. Oh, it's cooling off. It looks like it's going to be about 75 here today. I'm so disappointed. I know, I get hate mail from the folks sitting in a foot of snow. I'm your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle, and I'm your relationship expert here at bbstalkradio.com. And along with hearing me every Friday and Saturday morning at 11 a.m., Daylight Savings Time, West Coast, U.S. of A., you can also find me at my website, drmichelletherapy.com. And, of course, from there you can contact me, find me on my email. Love to hear from you. Love any kind of comment. Love it. Just come on down. Let me know how you feel. We've got a great show for you today. As always, I always have a great show. I have a wonderful author, and her name is Marla Martinson. But we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Just want to warm you up a little bit for it. Okay, let me just check this out first. I received a lot of emails from folks saying, what do you think about that Tricia Walsh Smith on YouTube? You know what I'm talking about? She's had apparently 2,609 views of her video. Kafetching, as we say, complaining about her husband, her ex-husband, almost. There's a 25-year difference. You know the story. You've been seeing it. She married the guy for money. Come on, give me a break. She signed the prenup. Now she's complaining because she's only going to get $500,000 a year. And according to the prenup, she has to evacuate her apartment, which is a palace, by the way, in 30 days. She signed the prenup. What do I think about it? Well, I'll tell you. You know what? It's YouTube. You can do anything you want on YouTube. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, divorce. Anybody can get on and rant and rave. They were having a poll on one of the networks. Do you think this is good or bad that she's doing? Who cares? It's a venue. And you know what I think? I hope she got therapy from it by being able to vent and get all of her icky feelings out and just blow everybody away with it and explain her side of the story. But the problem is in her explaining her side of the story, she blew it. And I also want to say this about that. If you've been listening to Gloria Allred, she says it's cool. She can do whatever she wants, you know, on YouTube and say what she wants. The problem is they can use that in court. So she admitted to signing the prenup, and she admitted to them being quite a bit different age apart, and that they haven't had sex. And in certain states, if you don't consummate the marriage, then I guess that's a reason for divorce or something like that. I don't know what it is. But the guy was consummating other places, though. You know what I'm saying? He supposedly was out there having affairs on her and with whoever, whatever. Who cares? All I'm saying is, if Tricia wanted to get it out there in the public's eye, she sure did. Everybody's talking about it. She stirred up interest. It's going to open the door. It's a Pandora's box for everybody else who wants to get out there and vent on how their ex, or not ex yet, husbands or wives have done them wrong. But it is admissible in court because it's out there in the public eye. So be careful what you're going to say if you're going to put it out there. And may I say this also, if you kind of take a look at her behavior, you watch the way she moves, and she's got, boy, she's angry. She's calling her husband's secretary, saying, what do you want me to do with these condoms all over the house and these pornographic men? Woo! We talked about personality disorders last week, and I'm just saying, I'm not diagnosing anybody on the air. No. I'm just saying, you got to check that behavior out. Borderline. Histrionic. Who knows? I mean, a guy might have gotten a taste of that and went, whoa! I mean, come on now. This is high maintenance. But, of course, you can't fault him, and you can't fault her. It's their deal. They're adults. They chose to do it. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm done. You can go ahead and write me about that if you want, though, and ask me more questions. And I'm pretty much done. I'm tired of talking about that. All right. Okay, no matter what we're talking about on my show, problems, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, always go back to how we feel about ourselves, usually because of our early relationships. I am the so-called relationship expert here. And the hurtful, the low self-esteem messages we bought into and held on to about ourselves from our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our schoolmates, our bullies, our girlfriends, our boyfriends. You know what I'm talking about. That's the I'm not good enough stuff. We bought into a lot of those messages that were not possibly even verbally conveyed, but they were by the looks, by the unspoken nuances. I'm not smart enough. I'm not funny or interesting enough. I don't deserve. We all have enough of that, you know? And the biggie, I'll never find anyone who's wonderful and right for me. Blah, blah, blah. You know those negative messages we all go through in our heads? And we carry those messages within us into adulthood. And then when we're supposedly ready to have a committed relationship, we pick the wrong partners. Because we don't really love or even like ourselves. I'm not talking about narcissism. I love myself. I don't want to be narcissistic. No, I'm not talking about that or being conceited. I'm just talking about kind of liking who you are. So you're putting out that good self-esteem vibe or message. And we're attracting the people who will, you know, be good to us. Not the ones who are going to fill us up with what we don't have within ourselves. And many times that leads to finding someone who is controlling, narcissistic, obsessive, compulsive. And many times that opens the door for partners that come into our lives who have certain personality disorders or issues, the ones who can charm everybody and flatter us and make us feel really good for a while until they need to move on because of their inability to commit. And we're hurt again. And then we can say, see, you see, I'm not good enough. Yeah, right? That's what we say. Or I'll never find my soulmate. I'll never find anybody good. There's nobody out there. I'm getting older now. I'm in my 30s. Give me a break. Or 40s or 50s or 60s, whatever. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get with it right away and snap out of it and love yourself right now. Love yourself. Come on. I mean, that's kind of difficult when you've been exposed to negative messages about who you are all of your life. And now you're an adult. And, of course, not to mention the pressure from the media to look like thin, gorgeous actresses and or actors. Buff. And that certainly fuels us in our insecurities and makes us feel like we're not enough on the outside, let alone on the inside. So the thing is that we all come into this world as these innocent little people looking up at our parents and saying, okay, now what? Show me. And they're not perfect, so they give us wrong messages sometimes. And we take it in and we feel it, and then we believe it, and then we pick throughout our lives people who are going to fill us up. I kind of made that point a little bit earlier, but I cannot emphasize that enough. And I really want you to take a look at that today as we talk to our fabulous guest. This book is so cool. It's called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. And I'm telling you, it's one of the best relationship books I've read about finding your special person, your soulmate. It's a really, really good book. And it's author Marla Martinson. She's going to help you get yourself together about finding the right relationship. I mean, it's really excellent. You've heard me talk about how if you change your thoughts, beliefs, behaviors from those negatives, you know, we're talking about earlier, you will feel better. This concept is the beginning of changing your life. And Marla Martinson takes these concepts much farther. And let's see if we can get her. I think she is calling in on the line right now. Let's see. I just have to get the mouse working here. I love internet radio. It's so much fun. All right. Let's see if we've got Marla on the phone. Good morning, Marla. Are you there? Once more, and I think we'll get her. There she is.
Dr. Michelle.
Hey.
Hey.
Marla. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to have you with me this morning.
Wonderful to be with you.
I understand you had a fabulous book signing last night here in Los Angeles.
Oh, I had a fabulous one. It was at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove, and,
cool.
and I, it was standing room only. I had wonderful friends and family and fans and people that, you know, were interested in the book and just had a wonderful discussion, and people were lively and asking me questions, and then we had a little cocktail party after, so
that's
it was fabulous.
Oh, that's great. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Good for you. Well, you deserve it, because I'm telling you, this is a fine, fine book. You know, you and I haven't had a chance to really, you know, talk at great length. I mean, we have chatted a lot and emailed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I've always been into the concepts of the law of attraction, always. I mean, I'm talking since I was 18, and that's a long time ago, you know. Folks, again, just to reiterate, it's a really good book about finding your soulmate and really mm-hmm. taking the practical side of doing it. It's called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, and it's author Marla Martinson. So let's just jump into this because, you know, I want to cover as much as I can because the listeners are going to benefit so much today.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, I think so. So
okay.
What is the general, we'll just get general and then we'll go into more of the detailed stuff.
Okay.
The general message of your book, what is that all about?
Well, the general message is that I think there's a top for every pot, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, everybody, there's somebody for everybody, but also we have to be ready. We need to realize that timing plays a lot into it. We might have to do some work on ourselves, and you got to have a game plan and know what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
I think some people are out there dating and they're making some dating mistakes and blunders and just going into it blindly, saying the wrong thing, talking about their ex all night. You know, there's certain
right.
things that you can dating people should be aware of that can turn somebody else off. You know, and there's a lot of competition out there. People are on the internet, they're on Match, they're in dating services, they're meeting people, and
yeah.
and people have a lot of choices, and now with the internet and the phone and travel, you know, we're really getting around and broadening our horizons, and
mm-hmm.
I think we should have an edge and know how to conduct ourselves, and I've been in the matchmaking field for 7 years, so I've got a lot of experience and advice to give through my years of working with people.
Oh, that is so cool. And again, I love the general idea of your book because it covers so many different aspects of really finding your soulmate. And like you said, how to behave, how to mm-hmm. act on, you know, when you're starting to finally kind of meet folks and date and
mm-hmm.
making impressions. It's so funny because one of the most common, you know, questions I have from clients is how did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? I wanted to hold back. I wanted to do this. And,
yeah.
You know, you have such great suggestions. And we'll get to that. I'd love
yeah.
to share some
mm-hmm.
of that stuff with you.
And then the other thing that is also yeah. I add is the metaphysical part
mm-hmm.
of attracting what you want into your life. So with
mm-hmm.
the combination of that and the dating tips, I think it's a great tool.
It is. I think it's
yeah.
cool. What is the law of attraction for those folks out there who kind of have heard of it, but they don't really know that much about it?
Yeah.
Well,
what's great is now that book, The Secret, was so popular, it really
right.
has brought the law of attraction into, you know, the eye of everyone because
yep.
I've been studying, you know, also since I was in my 20s, I've been studying
yeah.
metaphysics and the law of attraction and read everything I could get my hands on and practiced it. And so I've been very familiar with it. But a lot of people have told me, oh, I've never heard of it, you know, or they think this is something new. They think The Secret is a new concept and they think that it's the whole thing. And it's been around a lot, you know, forever.
Right.
All it is the fact that we are made of energy, the universe is made of energy, and when things vibrationally attract.
Right.
So we want to raise our vibrations to a high level so we can attract good things into our life. And people, of course, have heard of positive thinking,
mm-hmm.
but it's not good. It's not enough to just think positively. We actually have to feel positively.
Yes.
It's the feeling, the vibrational energy in our body and in our energy field that will attract things into our life.
Right. And, you know, so, you talk about, you know, words like energy field and,
mm-hmm.
you know, vibrations and frequencies mm-hmm. and all that. And the folks out there listening who's going, oh, God, here we go, another new agey thing. I think
yeah.
you guys should read a contemporary quantum physics book. Because this is what we're talking about, huh, Mama?
It is, and it's not a theory. It's a fact, you know, we are, I mean, we are made of what stars are made of. You know, we come out of this universe. We're not zapped in from some, you know, invisible place. We are actually like the flowers and the trees. Mm-hmm. We have come out of our this environment. We bloom like, you know, a flower, and we are made of what our environment is made of and what the universe is made of and its energy. Even if you're sitting on a chair, the chair was made of things from the earth, wood or plastic, and it has vibration. It has energy in it. Vibration. It's vibrating at a low level.
Right.
But and then the faster something vibrates, you won't be able to see it. So and if things are vibrating the lower, then it looks like it's a solid matter.
Right, and it's molecular speed is what it is, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And folks, by the way, this does not conflict with any religious beliefs, by the
way.
No,
absolutely not.
This is not going to destroy any of your religious or faith.
It's nothing that I'm making up or anybody's making up. It's
exactly.
just plain, you know. Like you said, physics and
right, exactly. Yeah. So, in your ideas, you have just kind of off the bat, finding the soulmate, the law of attraction. You have four different steps,
mm-hmm.
and
ahead. Okay, I'll tell you. Well, those steps actually come because my book is in a series of Excuse Me books based on the book Excuse Me, Your Life Is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn, which was a New York Times bestseller. It's still a bestseller, even though Lynn passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
She left the book to her publisher, Hampton Roads, and so they own it, and they decided, well, this has been such an amazing success. People love it. Let's do a whole series on the concept.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of several, and I happen to be able to do the relationship book. So I teach her steps, and it was amazing because, like I said, I have studied this concept, law of attraction and metaphysics, all these years. But when I got her book a few years ago, I carried it around with me. I started using her steps, which are so simple,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
things just blasted open for me. I got my book deal, and you know, I noticed the things in my life. I noticed that everything's working a little bit faster now that I use her steps. And
so, that's great.
Yeah, and I really encourage people to give it a try. The steps are, it's just four steps. Is the first one is just decide what you, get clear on what you don't want.
Uh-huh.
Most people, I mean, humans, it's just human nature to think of what we don't want.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't want to be in this job anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in this relationship. I don't want this. But it's actually when we say we don't want something, the universe doesn't hear the don't. They just hear what it is, and it brings more of it to us.
Right.
So the reason we want to get clear on what we don't want is so that we can get clear on what we do want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just get that list, get that affirmation, what you want. You know, I want a loving relationship. I want to meet my soulmate. And then you get your vibration real high. And the way you can do that is I like to, you know, when I used to have my little dog, Daphne, she was 3 pounds, Yorkie.
Aww.
I could just look
right.
at her.
Right, right.
And I would burst with happiness. She was so damn cute and sweet.
Right, exactly.
And I could feel the vibration in my body at a high level. And then when you get that feeling, it could be anything you want to think about.
Exactly.
Then you place your affirmation in your, you know, want right in the
mm-hmm,
middle of that.
Mm-hmm. That
and
is
then
so
that's
cool.
You've got your vibrations high, and that's when you're saying your affirmations.
Exactly.
And then the fourth step is mm-hmm. allow it to happen. Expect, listen, and allow it to happen. That means detach from the outcome.
Right.
You're not going to force anything to happen.
Okay. All right. Okay. And we'll go through those kind of, we'll get more into detail with those too. But it's important to identify, like you said, what we don't want in a partner. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of shove those out. You just kind of make a list, maybe, what I don't want. And then
I've got, in my book, I have a little place to make lists.
Cool.
Too.
And that's what I love. It's like a workbook, too.
Yeah. It's like a workbook.
Cool. So, and that's so important to do because you can go back to it and refer back to it and write more stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If there's certain things you don't want, you really identify those and you don't dwell on those.
No, you don't want to dwell on those,
right.
and you don't want to keep saying it. You just
yep.
the only reason you do that in the beginning is just to get your list of what you do want.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose of that. So
mm-hmm.
in your book, the workbook, where they can fill out all this stuff, identifying what you do want. And and so what are some of the things maybe that somebody would write, let's say?
Well, you could just make it very simple and say, you know, if it is a relationship mm-hmm. that you're looking for, you know, I do want a wonderful, loving relationship with a man who respects me and is a true partner. You know, just or even I want to meet the right man for me. You know, and it could be simple as that. Or if you want to use it for a job, I want a fulfilling job working in a place with wonderful people. Or a new home. I want a wonderful new home in a neighborhood I love at a price I can afford. You know, whatever it is, you want to just get clear on it and keep it in the positive. And then when you're doing, I've got affirmations in my book and affirmations really work, but you've got to put them in the present. Hey. It's not like I will, have a new home. I will have a wonderful man because that day'll never come to the universe. That's just when, in the future. And there's no, so you want to say, I have now.
Right.
I am in a loving relationship. I am working. I used to do it with my book. I am a published author before I got my book deal.
There you go.
I am a published author, well-respected, well-liked. People like my work. My work is in demand.
Yes.
It's always in the present.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Now. Yeah, and because that's the only time we have is the now.
That's exactly right. And it's what I am. It's out there. You just are, it's a matter of time just kind of manifesting it and bringing it to you, but it expedites it if you're, identifying exactly what that is, who you are, if you're even not that right now, but who you are.
Exactly. And people, you know what, this is a lot. I remember I was in Chicago walking down the street with a girlfriend, and she was she was a rather negative girl, and I was telling her about my practice and what the affirmation. She said, I try it. It doesn't work. I've tried it. How many, did she try it for a couple days? I want everybody to realize this is a life practice.
Right.
It's a way of life, and you have to get into the positive affirmations, into the vibrations and stuff. It's not, you don't try it once. Now, if you're Jesus, you can do
there
it one
go.
Time because he had no doubt. If you could banish the doubt and you absolutely know and you do an affirmation, one time would be enough. But we're just merely humans, with an ego and with doubts and things in the back of our mind. So that's why we have to keep saying the affirmations more than once.
No, it's really true. And it's, those whole things on those shows on brain plasticity and changing neurotransmissions. And every time you have a consistent belief system and thought that that neurotransmitter is built up, that particular message is in your brain and stays there. It's very difficult to get rid of the negative ones, like your friend and like many people, like all of us, actually.
Exactly. We all struggle with it.
But you have to stop that immediately and start into what you know what you want and then be that and believe that that's who you are. And because the more you, and that's the thing about the affirmations that I love is that you continue to say, this is what I do want and I am this. I am helping people with, I am helping people with therapeutic information. I am achieving, helping people feel better and learning more about themselves, just as you are helping people learn whatever it is, how to manifest what they want in their lives, their soulmate.
And I do it with health. Health is our first, our most important thing. And you want to find your whole soulmate, you've got to be a healthy person. So I would say every cell in my body is radiating with health,
Oh, that's perfect. That is the root, because if you're not feeling well and if you're unhealthy physiologically, then the mind's going to follow and you're But also it works, it works as, a cyclical thing. If you're thinking and knowing and you are healthy, you're going to feel better. You're going to be better. Of course, don't miss those medical appointments and take what you need to take.
Exactly.
But, that's not what
I'm
saying.
We still have to take action.
Yes, we do.
That's the thing, too. It's not like you're going to sit in your living room and do your affirmations and Prince Charming's going to ride up on the horse and knock on your front door. You still have to take action and get out and do things and maybe take a salsa class, maybe join a group, meet people, be open, accept invitations. You have to do your part, too.
Exactly.
I mean, I had to sit down at the typewriter and write at the computer and write my book. I made the affirmation I'm a published author, but then I had to work hard to complete it. So it's a combination.
I was reading about, you know, you're writing and you're creating and the adventure you went through, and you really, you know, you worked. You really, I have clients who are single and have not had really good relationships, and they say, well, I'm doing the positive affirmations. I'm really believing that I have this person. And I said, well, are you getting out? Are you networking socially? Are you joining clubs? Are you reaching out to your religious organization, attending? Are you putting the word out that you might like to meet someone? No, it's hard for me to get out. Well, you know, the only person they're going to meet is the burglar who comes into their house. They'll try,
or the pizza delivery man.
There you go. That's the one. And, you know, who knows? That might be their soulmate, and that would be great. Yeah. But who knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's I diverse sometimes. I digress. I do that. But so it's really important to identify what we do want in a partner. Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about that feeling place.
Okay.
When you say that we need to get into the feeling place of what you want, we talked about the vibration of feeling, and I think that's the special thing about being. Of course, I think there's are certain pets and animals and other life forms we have feelings per se, but we have that hippocampus that's developed for emotion, to feel deeply. And that, I think, is what, you know, really makes us different from the other folks in the animal kingdom, is that we have the ability to feel deeply and therefore create.
Right, exactly. So, we can create. Yeah.
How do we get into that feeling place? I mean,
well,
you talk
that's
about
just
your,
you know, and Lynn, in her book Lynn Grabhorn, she says you only have to get your vibration raised for 15 seconds to pull in, you know, to make a difference.
Are
to make
you
it
serious?
Work.
15 seconds?
Yeah, 15. If you can hold it 15 seconds, which is great. Yeah, just get. You can think about. You can look at some plants or think about that guy down the hall. That, you know how if you have a crush, you get like, ooh, you know, those tingly feelings.
Right.
And then let's say you think about somebody, just so you can tell the difference, think about somebody that made you really mad, or if you got mad in traffic or somebody said something about you, you know, that yucky feeling.
Yeah.
Or if you're gossiping, you feel low, yucky. Your vibration feels low and yucky.
Yeah.
So, but when you're really excited about something, like I said, you've got a crush on somebody, maybe you look in your little baby's face or a pet or you've got something coming up, a big event, that excitement, that feeling, you can almost feel it buzz. You know, I've been able to feel my lips tingle even trying to rise in the vibration.
Wow.
And that's what you want, because that is energy that is a higher vibration, which moves faster and will pull in and then put, so say your affirmations while you're vibrating at a high level.
And so you write those affirmations, the things you do want, I am this, and you're sort of saying those and thinking those and feeling those. And
a script. I talk about writing a script, which is you can write a little story. It can be a paragraph. It can be a whole page. And all about, you know, what you're trying to create. Hmm. And I do give some examples in my book for people who need help. But it's, you can write a script, like an award-winning, you know, script, and then you can read it. And I used to do that. I'd have my little paragraph, and in the mornings I would read it and with my vibration high. And it's really fun. And the release of doing it this way, of the feelings, besides, instead of the head, you know, our head would explode. We'd get, how can I think of this and that and try to keep my thoughts only positive? It's exhausting.
Exactly.
And people wouldn't keep with it. So the good news is we can just raise our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easier, I
exactly.
think.
Exactly. And kind of like connecting with those things that are really important to us, you know, like the, things that have made us feel good in the past, whatever they may be, like you said, things or in our immediate future that, you know, we look forward to or looking forward to enjoying.
Yeah, anything it is to raise it. And you know when you're feeling, when you're buzzing, you know, not on substances.
No, right. That's right. Not on those margaritas.
The natural buzz.
That's right. It's the natural buzz, which we can elevate. We all strive to create, you know. So there you go. You have what you do want, your affirmations, and then you create the good feelings while you're saying those affirmations or thinking about those things you want. And, here's the thing. When people say negatives to us, and we're just dealing with a negative world in general, and, you know, how do we kind of wave away those thoughts? How do we kind of keep from dwelling? You know, we're always thinking. Our minds are going 100 miles. How do we keep from dwelling on those things?
And people you'll encounter negative people. And what I've had to do over the years is I had a lot, lot of people around me. I was tended to be codependent, you know, years ago, and always trying to help people, and I was attracted to people with a lot of problems and drama and negativity in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would kind of drag me down, and I would try to be the rescuer. Well, that's not my job. I cannot. If I was a therapist and people came and paid me to do it, you know, that's something else. But just having these people around you in your lives doesn't do anything. And so I've, you know, had to drop some people in my lives. And if you have, you know, maybe you have coworkers that you can't help, you're not going to drop. You know, you just don't participate in the negativity and the gossip. Change the subject, or, you know, excuse yourself. Really try to avoid that and avoid. And pretty soon, when you keep your vibration up and you avoid it, you'll notice it's not going to be around you anymore.
That's cool.
I rarely have that anymore.
That is
coming
cool.
around me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And of course, you attracted a wonderful man into your life too. And I love that story about how you met and attracted your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really, I think, meant to be, and attracted that.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. So, I love the section too about dating wants, and don't wants, you know, you want to talk about some of those things that, ladies keep in mind when they're dating?
Well, yeah, I can give you some tips.
Okay.
I in the back of the book, I have dating. I have a chapter 15. It says "Ask Marla," and it's dating questions and answers. And you know, there's and I came up with these from things that people have asked me over the years and that I have to address. One of them for ladies, I will say, you know, is it good to dress in a way that really gets his attention? You know, you're making a first impression on the first date, and it could be your last, just by a simple thing of dressing the wrong way or even wearing too much makeup. It's interesting because a lady will come in here looking very natural, and then I'll hear from the guy after the date and said, "My God, she had so much makeup on." And you know what? Ladies don't realize this. Guys don't really like makeup.
Right.
A little bit, a natural look, but I think we may probably make up for each other. Like people say, women dress for other women.
Exactly.
It's nice to, the men want to see your figure because men are visual, so you want to wear something to show your figure, but not that your cleavage is spilling out or a micro mini and a low plunging neckline. Like you're going to be, you know, walking the streets. You want just something tasteful, but that shows your figure. Because some guys will call me and say, "You know what? I think she seemed attractive, but I couldn't tell if she had a nice figure. She was wearing such baggy clothes."
Oh, that's another thing. That's the opposite.
They want to see something, so do that. And you know, go light on the perfume, because you don't know if a guy likes it or not. I had a perfume when I met my husband that I'd been wearing 20 years.
Wow.
It was my favorite. People used to stop me in the street and ask me what it was. That was my smell. He hated it.
Whoa.
So I can't wear it anymore. I have to wear something else, you know. But
And that's, you know, that's alternating, and that's, you know, whatever.
You
we
know,
all have
I'm not going to, I don't want him to get a headache, you know, around me. So do that. And then a tip for men that a lot of men might not know, and especially the younger guys, they just have not been trained the old-fashioned way like the older guys do.
Exactly.
You know what really scores big points? If you are meeting a lady at a place to go out to dinner, when at the end of the night, take her valet ticket, take charge, say, "Honey, give me your ticket and pay it."
Exactly.
You know, what's it going to be, $5 to $8 maybe?
Right.
And it makes a big impression that you're a gentleman.
Exactly.
And some of these girls are really struggling. You know, they're not making a lot of money, and that makes a big difference to them. And they just are so impressed with that, I can't tell you.
I think it's a really great tip.
Yeah. Make sure she gets to her car. Some guys, if they're not attracted, they'll just say, "Okay, good night."
And
here she is having to get, it's nighttime, get to her car.
Yeah. Just be kind, a gentleman.
Be a gentleman, even if you're not going to see her again.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
be a classy person.
Marla, I wanted to just interject quickly because I totally introduced you as the author of your book, and I didn't share with other people that you do have kind of it's a matchmaking service here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm the head matchmaker. I don't own the company, but I've been with the company 5 years.
Right.
So executive director and head matchmaker at a specialized service in Beverly Hills. So our service is upscale, financially upscale men with beautiful women.
Yeah.
So it's one of those specialized ones, and it's so rewarding, and I have had 4 marriages since November.
Oh my goodness!
Another couple get engaged last month. So
that's great.
That really makes me happy to help people find the love of their life.
Well, sure. See, yeah. And that's what you're doing. I mean, that's part of your service besides your wonderful book you have written and are probably going to write more.
But I am. Yeah, I'm working on the sequel. Great. But you know what I love about this book is since the service I work for is here in Los Angeles and it's specialized, I can only help so many people. But with the book, I can help anybody anywhere.
Right.
They
right.
can use all my expertise and they can find their own soulmate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a great service to help people out. I mean, it's really tough these days. Some of the stories I hear from clients, I feel like, wow, I am kind of glad that I'm not single these days.
Oh, I'm
it
so glad.
It sounds like it would be really
yeah.
tough.
I went through, you know, we went
yeah,
through it
sure
when
we
were
did.
Single, and I'm like, thank you. I yes. don't want to be going through it right now. I'll help other people.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to take a look at what am I doing to contribute to attracting the kind of person that I don't want? What have I been doing what's going on? And this is your book is going to help folks make that transition to attracting the right person in their life and take a look
and
at
And also
reasons.
It helps women realize, you know, a lot of times we don't want to be alone. We're so desperate to be in a relationship.
Right.
And you know what? It's okay to be alone.
Yes.
Enjoy the time. I loved living alone when I was single in my own little apartment. I could do what I want, when I want, decorate it the way I want.
Right.
There's joys in being married or with somebody, and there's joys in being single.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And speaking about being alone, I think it's really important, too, to say I'm really okay with who I am and really discovering who you are and kind of loving. And we talked about this at the very beginning of the show, but really liking and loving who you are first.
That'll make you more attractive
yeah.
to somebody to find the right person. When somebody sees you and says, wow, she's really got herself together. She
exactly.
has high self-esteem. I want to be around this person.
Exactly. It
yeah.
attracts.
If you're negative yes. and complaining and I can't find anybody, and I feel out of shape, and I don't like my job, and who wants to be around that?
No, exactly.
No.
Who wants
so
to be
take
around?
Classes, meet people, work out, look your best, learn things, learn a new language, or watch the news, know what's going on
exactly.
In the world. Just improve yourself constantly, and you're going to be a really attractive person to somebody.
Right. The more you take interest in other things, the more interesting you will be out there to other people. And
absolutely.
The thing about liking yourself and loving yourself and feeling good about you, I'm not talking about narcissism.
No.
You know, that's a whole other you know, thing. We're talking about just appreciating who you are and working through some of those old messages that you got that you weren't enough.
And don't compare yourself to anybody else.
Oh,
you know, it's like, oh, with all the images in the media of these star actresses and movie stars, and we should be this size, and we should carry this handbag, and we should do this and that. You know what? It's all marketing. They're making all those images are for people to make money.
That's right.
So just keep that in mind. It's, you know, you be you. You're the best you can be because there's nobody else like you.
Boy, you've got that right. And, you know, back to that, it's like the clients who come in and they say, oh, should I? Maybe I should have been like, there's a lady down the hall that's really, really pretty. And I read this in your book. You were talking about an example of one of your clients or I can't really.
Oh,
call
she
it.
Was trying. Was it the girl that was wanted to go out with a guy, and she was listening to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Story.
She said, "Should I?" She asked me, "Should I act different? Should I be somebody else?" Because I think this. She had a crush on a guy, and he was dating this other girl who seemed to be kind of a ding-a-ling. Should I act more stupid? And I'm like, "Oh, come on! You know, should I change my personality?" I'm like, "Who are you going to be, Sybil? You know, to every guy?" And no, you just be you. And who would want to?
Exactly.
You want to do that? Become an actress and do some theater, and you can play some different parts.
right. Exactly.
But not in your real life.
Exactly. Keep it real, folks. Be you.
Yeah.
Be you. And I love your response to her, where you said something like, "What are you going to keep up the act if you do snag?"
Yeah, you need to change your personality for every guy you meet. How are you going to keep track of that?
That's right. Exactly. And if you do find, you know, really if the guy who you really have a crush on, you do kind of get with him, you're going to have to keep that same act.
Yeah, exactly. Or the ladies who don't want the guys to ever see them without any makeup. What are you going to have to get up at 6 a.m. and put it on before
they get up? There you go. I know. Well, who knows?
That's kind of exhausting.
That is very exhausting. Have somebody who loves you for who you are, even naked faced.
Exactly.
Oh, anyway. So let's talk about some of the other things that ladies should keep in mind, and guys, too, when dating.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I have
Yeah,
more tips here. Well, and giving too much too soon.
Right.
I talk about that, that it's a huge mistake. You know, they say, you know, aren't you supposed to go over the top to show just how much you care and how special and thoughtful you are? Mm. And I say no, at least not until your relationship reaches a certain point.
Right.
You know,
right.
Before that, you risk suffocating your partner, just as the love is supposed, you know, to blossom. And guys think too much commitment too soon shows desperation.
Right.
You know, if somebody, and even girls, if some guys will be out to dinner and it's probably a line, you know, maybe to get them into bed. Oh, well, you know, talking about marriage, you know, I think you're the one. And I mean, it's kind of scary, you know.
Yeah.
If you hear somebody saying that on the first date, you know, run for the hills because you don't even know them yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's scary.
Like, you may, at first you might think, wow, I'm so special. I'm so fabulous and sexy that he wants to propose on the first date. But no, you know.
No. And also don't share a lot of your innermost feelings
don't,
and issues.
I hear feedback about people on the girls or, well, sometimes guys too, but a lot of times the girls tend to do it. They'll start talking about their bad childhood, what happened to them. Their previous drug problem, they're in debt. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff people have, maybe a glass of wine or two, and they spill their guts. And it is such a turnoff.
It is.
Everybody has problems. We all have something that happened or some challenges, and that's fine, but the guy, they don't want to hear about it on the first date. You know, they'll find out later. If you guys really hit it off and you're in a relationship, you can say, look, you know, when I had a bad childhood or I was raped or, you know, something. You can share later. And even then, filter that. You don't want to tell too much. You want to be a little mysterious.
A little mysterious is good. And it's not playing games. It's just not being inappropriate and freaking
somebody
out.
It's in the past. And don't talk about your exes. Sometimes it's a trap because you'll be sitting across from somebody and they'll say, well, how come what happened? How come you got a divorce? Or how come you split up? That's not an invitation to go on for an hour about every, you know, a jerk my last relationship was, and go on and on. It's just the best thing is just be positive. You know what, we were married for so many years. Our lives took different directions. I wish him the best.
Exactly.
And that's it.
I don't think that Trisha Walsh Smith on YouTube is going to have a lot of takers after her video.
Who was that?
The Trisha Walsh Smith, the gal who's on YouTube, who's talking about her bad relationship with her husband. Who's
cheating. I didn't
see
that yet.
She just dumped on her husband. It's terrible. But anyway, she reveals, all she does is talk about what a horrible person he was, and how he took advantage.
And that's living in the past.
That's it.
That's, again, being very negative and drawing more of the same into your life. You just have to release it. And you know what? We also have to take responsibilities. You know, we can say that other person was a jerk, but guess what? We picked that person.
Right.
We were with them. How long did we stay? You know, we have to take responsibility, too.
Totally. We are responsible individuals for making those choices and hanging on to the bad relationships as long as we chose to, which is not good. But we chose it. And we needed, I guess, and you'll agree with me on this, I'm sure, Marla, is we needed to learn the lesson, I guess. That's why it took so long.
Yeah, we do. And I learned. I mean, I stayed in a marriage, a few years back for a long time, and I shouldn't have. And, no, he didn't treat me right, but I can't complain about him because I could have left.
That's true. But you learned your lesson and you got a good
I learned a lot, and I'm thankful for my mistakes now because I didn't mess up with my now husband. I have a lot of wisdom and experience to know what works and to spot the right person and everything. So I mean, I would love to help everybody, spare everybody all those, you know, long drawn out bad relationships and hurt feelings,
right.
But sometimes, you know, you just have to learn it yourself and go through it.
That's really true. You just do. And sometimes it takes longer. I have a client who was in an abusive, more verbally than physically, relationship with a guy for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Oh, dear. Oh, that's my heart just poured out. But
I know.
She's getting it now.
And it's a lot of low self-esteem and thinking that they'll never find somebody else and it's better than nobody and I don't want to be alone and all that. But once you break free, feel so fabulous and liberated and happy.
That's so cool. Such a good feeling. And I also like the part of your book where you look at those shoulds that everybody says, you know, they're bogged down with what you call heavy duty case of pesky shoulds.
Mm-hmm.
I should what?
I should lose weight. I should make more money. I should before I get, you know, like, well, mm-hmm. Before I get in a relationship, yeah. I should do this, I should do that, or mm-hmm. people are getting these breast implants, I should get, you know,
yeah.
some, or
maybe if I have bigger boobs, he'll
whatever.
Be better,
yeah, I should.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's and I say it's great to have goals. We
right.
want to always improve ourselves. You
right,
know, I have
right.
goals. I want to finish another book. I have
right.
a goal to, you know, exercise more. I have goals,
right.
but I'm not saying you should do this before you can do anything else.
Right.
And it's too much pressure on ourselves, and it makes ourselves feel bad about ourselves.
I agree.
And it's also comparing ourselves with other people.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. And I think also sometimes it can be an excuse to not get ready and take all those steps that you're really helping people with in your book. So if they have the shoulds still. Well, I really wanted to lose like 15 more pounds so I'd be right. No.
Yeah.
I want to go back to school and do a couple more classes before I really am ready, because then I'll feel better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, and it's and that, then it goes on and on year after year, and nothing gets
right,
done. I was
right.
telling a girlfriend this morning who's mm-hmm. in her 40s now, she has no retirement plan. And
ooh.
I tell young people, I say, this is the most important thing you can do. I said, did you open an IRA? Do you have? No, I'm waiting till I paid off all my credit card bills. Well, I said, if you wait, you'll never do it. You can still
exactly.
put $100 a month in the retirement account while you're paying off the credit card, because otherwise you'll never open it.
No, exactly.
You'll always have a credit card balance. She keeps getting into debt.
Right.
But all right. So, and she, oh no, I know. I said, what are you going to do? Are you going to be 60, 65, 70 still waiting on tables, you know, 6 days a week
exactly.
because you have nothing saved?
Exactly.
So it's just the putting off. I should pay this off first. I should do this first.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can do two things at once.
Sure. You can. No, it's true. Very true.
Yeah.
And well, Marla, let me tell folks, I'll let you tell folks how they can get in touch with you. And because it's really, guys, this is one of the best relationship books I've ever read. I really mean it, Marla. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's
thank
called.
You. Well, I have a website. Yep. It's just my name. It's www.marlamartinson.com. Mm-hmm. And it's MarlaMartinson.
Great. Okay.
And then, you know, my book is on Amazon.com. It's at Barnes & Noble, Borders. So
yeah,
you know,
it's a really good book. It's one of the Excuse Me books, and she's one of the many authors. But it's Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. It is some of the best, based on the contemporary philosophy of the law of attraction and The Secret and all those books. It's real stuff, folks. It really does work. And you know what I like about your book, too, Marla, is you make it really comfortable and inviting to read. And I love your stories. You have great stories.
It's funny at times, too.
It's very funny.
I tell some of my own disaster stories.
And that's so cool because, I mean, it's, you know, gosh, you're putting it out there. You're not hiding it or anything. And it's, you know, we can all identify with those stories and go, yeah, you know what? I've been there and done that.
I've been there. Believe me. I can definitely relate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Marla, it's been a pleasure to have you on my show today. Thank you so much for
Thank
sharing your
you.
Information. And there's so much we didn't cover, folks, about
yeah.
her book. We just covered some of the basics. So check
yeah,
her out.
Yeah, anybody who wants, I love hearing from my readers. So anybody yeah. who reads it, and I'd love to hear, you know, your thoughts.
All righty. So, have a great one. Have a great one. And
okay.
all my best to you, and I look forward to the sequel.
Thank you.
All right, Marla.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Oh, that was awesome. I you know, it is. It's one of the best I've read on relationships. And again, it's Marla Martinson. You can get the book anywhere. Barnes & Noble, you know, you can go on to Amazon.com. It's Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. And I'm telling you, it's really a fine book. And it's not only, you know, what I talk about, changing your thoughts and your beliefs and the way you live your life, basically, when you change your thoughts, your beliefs, and your actions, because that's, you know, the tenet of cognitive behavioral therapy. Then things will start changing in your life because you're taking action. You're taking action in behavior. You're taking action in thought. You're doing things to take care of yourself. All right? But you also have to really feel the changes that you're going to be making in your life. You have to feel it. You have to feel good about it. You have to have some focus that's going to make you. You know, sometimes I tell people when they're really stressed out, And they're supposed to be relaxing and they're doing the breathing, especially folks who have panic disorder or general anxiety disorder, and they're trying to manage those symptoms. I say, go to your happy place. But the happy place is whoever has made you feel good in the past. Picture that face. The wonderful person in your life, whether it's a parent or a boyfriend or an ex or a pet or a beautiful beach you like to go to. Whatever, music is always wonderful too. Where that whatever can put you in that really happy, good place. That's what I'm talking about. And that's all about changing your life. So you have the thoughts that are good. And you write down those affirmations, guys. It's not a chore. You write it to fit you and your world. Good affirmations to get you buzzing, as Marla would say. Love pours into my life from every corner of the universe. I know I'm loved. We all mess up. If I mess up, I get right back on track. I'm beautiful just the way I am. No narcissism here. I'm an intelligent, creative being with lots to give. Whatever works for you for an affirmation. I see the good in others and give other people a chance. I never give up on the things that are important to me. Yeah, we have bad days. Of course, we all have bad days. We all get down and we all feel funky. But, you know, that's okay. Give yourself a break. No shoulds. Gotta, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Just be the best you can. You are special and you are unique. And there really is nobody else like you. You are a powerful being. So you have to know all these things. And I know if you have questions, write me. Find me on my website. All right? It's drmichelletherapy.com. D-R. I'm not spelling the whole thing out. It's D-R Michelle with two L's. Therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. It'll correct it for you. Sometimes I'm typing fast. I don't even know how to spell therapy, and I give it. Scary. Anyway, it's drmichelletherapy.com. I'd love to hear from you. Go onto my website. Check it out. Got some shows there. Got some more information for you. Tell you what I'm all about. And or you can write me as well. And, of course, there's a link onto my email address. It's docmichelle@AOL.com. D-O-C, Michelle@AOL.com. Because I'd love to hear from you and your comments and all that stuff. And, you know, I always try to bring authors and really cool people on this show. Like T.J. McCormick, who just walked in, who can help you out and give you good advice and make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you're about, T.J.
I do what I'm
you know,
about.
That's what you're about. I was thinking, T.J. is a funny, intelligent young man.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like the way I said young?
Yes.
And but you are compared to me. Anyway, so no, you make people feel good. You raise their vibratory state because you're a fun guy.
Ah,
and
okay.
You make them feel better.
I'll accept that.
And that's what we're talking about, darling.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. I better get out of here. You're here. It's your turn, baby. All right. Okay, everybody. Dr. Michelle on the couch, getting off the couch. Actually, I was on my own couch today. I feel like a couch potato today, actually. But come on back to the couch. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll be talking about the same thing today, of course. We'll be listening to our author, Marla Martinson, talk about her book, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, tomorrow, 11 a.m., right here on bbstalkradio.com. Get in touch with me. Love to hear from you, baby. Come on down, drmichelletherapy.com. Thanks for being on the couch. This is your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle, signing out.